We obviously have celebrations on our mind this morning. And each year about this time, the town of Waimea in West Kauai goes all out. That means a two-day ho'olalea, a film festival, a festival to honor Kauai's last king, a rodeo, and plenty more. Puni Patrick is one of its coordinators. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Puni.
Aloha kakahiaka from Kauai. Aloha.
You been having a good time putting all this together?
Absolutely. It's been incredible fun. I love watching all of the community get together. Everyone's really enthusiastic, and Waimea is a buzz.
What makes it a Waimea celebration? You know, what are the qualities of your town that you want to be brought out in this celebration?
Our town is really close-knit, and we really enjoy being with each other, and we get so busy, you know, living in Hawaii and sometimes working multiple jobs just to afford to live here.
Sure.
That it's really wonderful that we can come together for an annual event. This is our 39th annual. So everyone pretty much keeps it on their calendar, keeps it free, so we can come together and reconnect. It's after the holidays, and it's, you know, a time for us to support a lot of the nonprofit groups in our town who are looking to raise money for the rest of the year.
Some of them being who, Puni?
Well, like the Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
They have a food booth at our two-day ho'olalea on the 19th and 20th. And they sell a smoked meat plate. And the money that they raise from that, they purchase all of the Little League uniforms for the kids in Waimea.
So it all kind of, everything kind of feeds into everything else is what it sounds like.
Absolutely. And being a small town, you know, whenever one nonprofit group has a fundraiser, we're going to the same businesses, right, and the same people for Kokua.
Uh-huh.
So the West Kauai Business and Association, they felt, well, let's put on one big fundraiser and give everybody the opportunity to raise money. So it started off as a weekend event, and now it's, you know, blossomed into 8 full days of activities.
Well, you're keeping that going with things like a celebration of your history.
Yes, King Kaumualii, who was our last king on Kauai, on the west side, he had a heiau, and the area is called Pa'ula'ula.
Uh-huh.
Many people refer to it as Russian Fort.
Yeah.
And, so he relocated there from Wailua, and that way he could see all of the ships coming in, and he wanted to make sure he had first dibs on getting the cannons off of ships.
Yes.
He was really concerned about protecting the island from Kamehameha, who was knocking on the door trying to conquer.
Yep.
Right? And so we celebrate him and at Pa'ula'ula with self-guided tours. You can actually use your cell phone and go up to a code and scan it, and then you'll hear the story or see a picture of the importance of that area. Michael Kiale will be there to play music, and of course we'll have hula from local halau to honor him.
Well, that whole you've really adapted to contemporary smartphone culture with that.
Yeah, you got to keep the kids interested. You
I
know?
Guess, yeah.
Can you imagine? You know, a bunch of malihini are coming, or even kama'aina. It's like, oh, man, really, an outdoor event? Yeah, but you get to use your cell phone.
Well, let's hope you can get them to look up from those phones.
Right.
It drives me crazy to see everybody staring at those things all the time. But
absolutely.
You have a kind of a rodeo tradition there as well, don't you?
We do, and our rodeo is quite famous, actually. People will plan their trips around coming to it.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Waimea Roundup Rodeo, and the proceeds of that help our high school students who are rodeo activists. So it's all day on Friday and Saturday, and on Friday it's free, and on Saturday there's a nominal charge. And they also have craft booths and food booths, and they honor Paniolo from Kauai and Ni'ihau every year.
Is that a tradition? You know, you mentioned high school students taking part in the rodeo. Is that a tradition that's being kept alive as each new generation comes along?
Yeah, and we actually see, you know, as the sport progresses, we see even younger, you know, kids taking part.
Uh-huh.
You know, I see 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds participating. So yeah, it's really wonderful, and it's a full family affair, where you know their grandfather was a Paniolo for Gayan Robinson, and helped to pass that tradition down to their children and their children's children, and now their great grandchildren.
One of the things that reminds me of Puni is that, you know, the history of the islands isn't just one history. It's each individual island has some very separate stories, including Kauai being independent of Kamehameha for years after he'd consolidated the rest of the islands, right?
Yeah, we like to refer to ourselves as being unconquered.
You've also referred to yourself as Hawaii's first visitor destination because of Captain Cook showing up there quite early.
Yes, and that was here on the west side.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually King Kaumualii's parents who had jumped in their canoe and met Captain Cook first.
So they were the first Hawaiians that he saw, huh?
Correct.
Well, you see, that's quite a story. I like the way these stories keep unfolding the deeper you look, yeah?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to mention was, you know, this celebration, yes, is a time for us to come together as a community, but we also like to take the time to honor people from our community. So at our Ambassador of Aloha event this year, we will be honoring Chucky Boy Chalk for the work that he's done at the Kauai Museum, and also helping with the Hokulea, you know, and their world voyage. He has written songs that has helped to raise money to support the Polynesian Voyaging Society.
Well,
so we're
Pony,
super excited.
We'll look forward to that. Thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet.
Aloha.
Pony Patrick is one of the organizers of the week-long Waimea Town Celebration in West Kauai. It starts Saturday, runs until February 20th at several different locations, and you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.